by saying I appreciate the opportunity to tell my story today. My name is David Sisk, and I was a guest at the MDOC from December 2004 until December 2008. I did not, by the grace of God, spend any time in the SMU unit. Early on in my incarceration, while I was still in county, I had spent a few weeks in solitary, and it was enough to dissuade me from ever wanting to end up in those wretched confines again. Even in those 2 short weeks, I could feel my sanity start to unravel. I knew these places were dangerous to human minds, and from that moment on, I've had a place in my heart for anyone who went through this torture. The reason I'm here before you today is to tell you that corrections done right can't work. I am proof of this. I took advantage of as many programs and self-improvement classes as I could. I worked diligently to walk out of prison a much better person than when I had arrived. Although my journey has not been perfect and without setbacks, since leaving from the Boulder Correctional Facility a little over a year ago, I have slowly reintegrated myself back into society to become someone who was almost unrecognizable from who he once was. Currently, I have the longest-running full-time job I've ever had. I'm in college at USM studying towards a degree in media studies, and I try to reach out and help others who are as lost as I once was. My story is one that, so far, has had a happy ending. But many others are not so positive. I want to talk about one in particular, an inmate by the name of Mike Woodbury. Mike, at first glance, is not someone I would have pegged to be locked up at all. He was skinny and a very handsome kid. In another life, he might even have been a model. But his first impressions sometimes go always wrong about him. He was definitely the stereotypical inmate. Mike was notorious for fighting, and I've done so on many occasions. This routinely landed him in the segregation unit. I believe he had mental problems from the start, and in segregation, anyone with mental issues is doomed for a rough ride. Through lack of any sort of mental stimulation, constant degradation from guards, as well as the rantings of many other unstable inmates, segregation creates the perfect storm for exasperating any sort of mental issues. Regardless of what the outcome here today is, no one can deny that the SMU creates permanent mental, psychological damage to anyone who spends any sort of lengthy time in there, and Mike had definitely done his fair share of SMU time. Eventually, he wrapped up what I think was a 7-year sentence, and he was due to be released from the SMU without any sort of probation or supervision whatsoever. Mike knew that he had become, over the years, a danger to society, and in fact, as is documented on a few occasions, he had asked for help with his release to deal with the anger and depression that was now a constant. These requests fell upon deaf ears, and Michael was released into the community, violent, depressed, and angry at the system that was supposed to rehabilitate. I truly believe that Michael was not beyond help. If someone had taken the time to work with him, it was probable he could have made it. But this is not what happened. As it was described to me by a few individuals who were locked up with Mike in the SMU, on the day of his release, he was already yelling to call for him in the papers. Within 1 month, Michael Woodbury murdered 3 people. He also committed many different crimes, ranging from armed robbery to arson from Maine to Georgia. At 28 years old, he had decided that the free world, as you and I know it, was too scary a place, and he wanted no part of it. He did what he thought necessary to get back to where he felt like he fit in, and that was prison. What I want to impress on you today is that, to me, this is not a bill of compassion or one for prisoners' rights. It is a common-sense bill that promotes the safety of our communities and of your families. It has been proven that the most effective way to acclimate someone back into society after prison is through a slow reintegration back into the community, as well as support groups and some sort of supervision. I'll be honest and say that during my incarceration, I probably did many things that technically could have landed me in the segregation unit. It is almost impossible not to. But for whatever reasons, I never got caught and I was spared this fate. But if I had been sent to isolation and did not get to do all the things that were so crucial to my current success in society, would I be here right now in front of you? Would I be in college? Would I be free right now? My answer is emphatically no. I would not have gone the path of Mike Woodbury, but I can assure you, I would not be doing even half as well as I currently am. My question is to you, with close to 90%, 95% of the current inmate population getting released at some point into this state, maybe into your towns, maybe even next door to you, do you want them coming out like me or Michael Woodbury? The way the current administration is being run, I feel that they're ensuring that many more Michael Woodburys are getting out than David Sisks, and that is something that we should all feel. for the additional questions or assistance at this time.
Thank you for coming today. We're waiting a long time. I want to get a sense of timing. We are moving to opponents now, and I want to get a sense if there are numbers of people out in the hall still waiting to testify, or if we have everybody in here.